editor of the Pan-African Newswire. Abiyomi Ezekiwe joins us from Detroit. Abiyomi Ezekiwe, are we looking now for a step in the right direction that's going to diffuse any tensions for Tunisia with this lineup?
Hopefully that will be the case. With the approval of this new government, it's supposed to be a government more broad-based than the previous one. It has been approved by a majority of the national parliament in Tunis. And hopefully this can lead to more direct attention being paid to the extreme economic crisis that exists in Tunisia. Since the overthrow of Ben Ali over 2 years ago, the economy has really not improved. In fact, in many cases, it has worsened for the workers and particularly the youth inside of Tunisia. Also, we've seen a lot of complaints from various segments of Tunisian society that supporters of the Ennahda party have been less than politically tolerant of the inherent diversity that exists in Tunisian society. Therefore, I believe this move on the part of the new interim prime minister to set up a new broad-based government will bear fruit in regard to stabilizing the political situation so that the government can function on economic development.
Well, you talk about how the criticism has been focused in some ways towards, for example, Al-Nahda not being too tolerant politically, but some are saying it's not the case, especially, of course, the Ennahda party. So what do you have to say to those critics?
Well, it all depends where people are politically inside of Tunisia. There has been a tremendous amount of criticism, particularly from women's organizations inside the country. More leftist and liberal organizations have complained extensively about the lack of political diversity within the overall culture inside of Tunisia. We have to look at the assassination last month of Chokri Belaid, who was an attorney, a leftist, who had been an outspoken critic of the political system inside of Tunisia. His death was mourned broadly within Tunisia. In fact, there was mass demonstrations and even rebellions inside the country as a result. Recently, there was another unemployed man who self-immolated because of the extreme economic conditions that he was living under. And this, of course, sparked the initial uprising in December of 2010. The fact that you have high unemployment, there are many young people there who see absolutely no future under the existing system. Tunisia had been so closely allied with the West under Ben Ali. It had been very close to France. It had also been very much a part of the United States war on terrorism. They have to break with this pattern in order to develop some type of independent orientation in regard to rebuilding its national economy and also bringing more political forces into the overall landscape of the country.
Very well. Thank you very much, Abiyomi Ezekiwe there, editor of Pan-African Newswire from Detroit. Good talking to you.